Again, thank you for coming out to our 75th anniversary party last week. We appreciate the support.
Man,
thank you.
That could have... That stayed pretty PG for what it could have become.
See, you didn't see the rest of it. No, I'm just kidding. It was pretty.
It's probably a good thing I stepped aside. You know, what a wonderful, what a great reflection that hit you there. It was exciting, and you know, and what a great celebration for the people that have been attached to it.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what's going on tonight, because it's a different time frame having the annual, you know, puck drop tonight on a Tuesday, but this is pretty cool because players will be around, you know, on both the women's and the men's team, and just a great event going on in downtown Mankato tonight to kind of unofficially slash officially kick off the hockey season.
Yeah, you usually spend on a game night, and so, you know, which is great attraction to get folks downtown because of the game, but it really omits the idea that the student-athletes involved and really actively participating. So the Tuesday, it gives us an opportunity to get together and for sure just celebrate, I think, both. Not only, you know, men's and women's hockey here, but hockey in the city, and it's becoming, it's got a snowball effect right now. There's really good youth players in the city, and just celebrate what's happened in the past.
Yeah, the puck drop at City Center tonight, 5 until 7. Skate with the team from 6:30 until 7:30. And like you mentioned, with it not being on a game night, it gives the fans more accessibility to meet some of the players. And I know you have a lot of new guys on the team, so a great chance for Maverick fans, especially to meet them.
Yeah, I'll make sure they have name tags. No, just kidding. They're going to have jerseys on, though, with their names. That's going to take a little bit. So the new guys are excited to get, you know, a lot of them, you know, now they've found their way around the city a little bit and are just gaining some momentum of the hockey season. So I'm excited for new players to see all the excitement that's driven through the community and opportunity for the community to meet our guys. It's the same.
Yeah, and if you're going there, too, and you're looking for a beverage after work, you can try a new Prize Line Change Golden Ale or a signature Black Frost Line Change Vodka Cocktail. Some new goodies.
I would promote both.
You're going to promote both of them?
I'm more of a beer guy than a seltzer-type person, but... you know, we're excited for their connection in the new, you know, line change. The beer coming out with Prize is it still tastes the beer. It's not overly like one side or the other. You know, I stay in my middle lane of Busch Light, so I think it's probably got an easy drinking feel to it. Hopefully people will enjoy consuming those and, you know, attending games at the same time.
Yeah, enjoy some a golden ale or a vodka cocktail when you're out there tonight. And there's going to be a new Maverick hockey merchandise. Are you guys going to wear the classics this year? Like the classic logo?
There's a strong chance you'll see some similarity to that. Yeah, I don't want to let the cat out of the bag totally, but yeah, I think there'll be an opportunity for the crowd and the fans in the city to really, I think, you know, what a the vintage logo it's funny how people have really connected with where they were in their lives, the time frame it meant. I'll tell you, back when I played against Minnesota State at that time, it was Mankato, and you know, they had that was through the era of the bull and the you know, the broken vintage bull there. So it's pretty neat. I'm certain you'll see our program support that logo quite well.
Again, puck drop at City Center tonight, 5 until 7, City Center Plaza. Skate with the team from 6:30 until 7:30. And, Coach, when it comes to new guys and looking at your lines for this weekend, especially on the top lines on offense and defense, do we have a lot of guys back, or is that going to be made up of a lot of new guys?
A little bit of spattering. I mean, the back end has been, you know, there's going to see some trustworthy guy. You know, you got Trace and Pipes, and you've got the Psychos and Wheeler, who have been a pair, and Brigmanis and Murr have been a pair. And then a spattering of new guys that will be intermixed as partners as well. And then up front, Luigi will be really hard to be not noticed as a top-line center. I think Luigi's had a great offseason. So, you know, then pretty soon you get Ben Acosta and you get Zetterberg, who's a newcomer, and Lemire, who's a good newcomer, that have got some really offensive talent. And I do joke that they're the Smurfs, but they're definitely buzzer on the rink and got some bite in the way they play.
We want this to be a great season, obviously. No matter how it turns out, it's also a year to celebrate to Alex Tracy, the goaltender, because he's finally a senior, right?
He's a senior, yep.
I should say finally. I want him to stay forever.
We'll try to make that happen.
He can have some of my eligibility.
Oh, yeah, mine too. We got plenty left.
His 396 is going to hold him back in school, that's for sure. So, yeah, you know what? It is. It's a great opportunity. I think our players that they were here in the past, we still have a taste of what we wanted to get done that didn't happen. And at the same time, we know there's a long ways to go because it's a hill to climb. So you don't fall to the top of the mountain. You got to work.
Absolutely. Luke Strand, the head coach of Minnesota State Men's Hockey, ranked number 18 in the country. They're going to be in Omaha this weekend, which is not a far drive. I'm expecting a lot of Maverick fans to be down there. 7:07 on Friday, 6:07 on Saturday, both games right here with a Matt Dean on KTOE. And let's talk about the other Mavericks. What do you know about these guys?
You know, it's kind of a little bit of a same in some regard as far as turnover and number of seniors that graduated and portal coming in. You know, they went heavily into the U sport, like a lot of Canadian university players that are a little bit older that that play college were just coming from a different, you know, sector, basically, with the Canadian university. Talented group, very good goalie in Lactosi. Like, they've been, it's funny, if you turn back time, we won the Clark Cup in Sioux City in 22. We beat Madison, and Lactosi, he was the goalie for Madison, and Trace was our goalie in Sioux City. So they've had a little fun head-to-head and some very memorable games of their past history. So we expect, you know, their NCHC opponent, we expect it to be tough. It's first game. I'm sure there's going to be some chaos out there that we got to get through the first games here and make sure we can settle down the fire drill a little bit, but make good of some opportunity. And I do think it'll be good for our guys to get on the road and just be focused on one schedule.
Absolutely. And if you're stopping by the puck drop tonight, you can get some of new Maverick merchandise because, Luke, we know one thing about Maverick fans, they travel well. And it's probably always a cool for you as a head coach and for the team to see so much purple and gold in the stands when you're on the road.
It's remarkable. I mean, the number of people have said between the first two series, they're going to be on the road joining us. And even people that don't live in the community now but are Mavericks forever and ever are going to, you know, be there as well. So, opportunity to merch and buy gear and really get up to speed with the vintage and other opportunities there.
Absolutely. Luke Strand, the head coach of Minnesota State Men's Hockey. And how many new guys, I don't know if you know the exact number, are going to see a lot of playing time this weekend? Can you estimate?
You know what? I'm gonna guess that, I mean, hopefully plus or minus an injury or two that's been a little bit lingering around here. It'd be hard-pressed to me not to think that everybody's not going to probably get in the lineup in these first two games. Okay. I think competition and the pole position internally is still on the go. You know, we haven't played a live bullet opponent yet, so we probably pushed the limit as far as violently friendly. That's kind of how I've classified it in practice, that we can still be teammates but have enough violence involved. So it'll be good for us to get an opponent and an opportunity for everybody to try to jump in the lineup.
Luke Strand, the head coach of Minnesota State, again, heading to UNO this weekend. You can hear more from Coach with Matt Dean, the voice of the Mavericks, coming up at the Maverick Stampede during the noon hour on the Fan Mankato. I know we're excited for hockey season. Two road trips, one to UNO, one to Wisconsin before the team comes home for a home competition later this month. And Coach, we appreciate the time like always. Looking forward to doing this every Tuesday at 8:50. Have a safe trip down to Nebraska, and let's go get a pair of wins to kick things off, okay?
Hey, thank you, guys. We can't wait to get going. And obviously the weather finally turned a little bit hockey-like, so that'll be a good blessing for us as well.